Hey, everybody, this is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw. And today on the Startup Chat in our pandemic series, we're going to talk about sales.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
I have a sales something, savant, genius, whatever word people want to use, but he knows a thing or two about sales. So let's talk about sales. I've seen some emails you folks have sent. I've seen some features you folks are releasing. And I know you've changed up your roadmap a little bit yourselves in order to service folks. But I think the big question on people's minds from a sales standpoint, both if they're managing salespeople and they have salespeople or they are a salesperson, what do I do? Everything's different now. I'm not in an office. I'm not, you know, I don't know if my prospects are going to listen to me anymore or even like, you know, what do I do? So please lay it on us.
Yeah. So this is going to be a very tricky time for people in sales, but there's many other people that are in much worse situation. So, okay. So a couple of things. I think first on an individual level, salespeople working from home is highly unusual in selling just from their home. And on top of it, it's going to be even much more unusual if the whole family is with them, right? Sales is such a contact sport, kind of high velocity, high quality contact sport, such a communication sport. And it's so fundamentally relying on the state that you're in being a powerful enough state to be able to influence people, hopefully in a positive way, that if you are at home and you are depressed or anxious or fearful or confused and there's children screaming in the background and you're in your pajamas and you're not trying to call somebody that is equally distracted at home, confused, and you're trying to now make people pay attention to you and then make buying decisions, it's going to be tough, right? There's no sugarcoating it. This is going to be a tough time. It's funny, the first big surge of questions that I got from sales teams, salespeople, sales leaders was the selling from home piece. And on that, there's a lot of advice out there. And you know, I think the only things I can say there is you'll have to find a way to get yourself in as good of a state as you can. And you're going to have to improvise and incorporate, right? So if you do Zoom calls, for instance, I heard this multiple times, people are like, I'm doing these Zoom calls and then my children come into the room. Don't be like that one guy that was like the whatever expert on BBC that had like the wife or whoever it was like, you know, try to secret.